Say, Lord Jesus, I have eyes to see, and I have ears to hear. You're on my case. You want to get through to me. And all the unbelief that still tries to capture me should start shaking. Because the Spirit of Truth is taking us higher than we've ever been before. Amen? I want to take you to John chapter 6, and I'm going to give you the highlight, and then we'll back it up afterwards, okay? So we're going to John chapter 6 in the Passion Translation, because that's what he had me do the other night. And when I asked the Lord what he wanted, he said, it's time for you to listen, that I have a plan. So we're going to do John 6, verse 55, because this is the focus. For my body is real food for your spirit. So I'll give you time to get there. John chapter 6, verse 55, double grace. My body is real food for your spirit. And my blood is real drink. The one who eats my body and drinks my blood lives in me, and I live in him or her. Now, we talked about China. In 1989 or 90, I was on the West Coast. I was in Spokane, Washington. And somebody smuggled a video that was made in China in the underground church. They were able to sneak into China through one of the gates that is, I believe, the edge of North Korea. So I'm not sure exactly where they crossed. But somebody went in with some video equipment and literally went to some services in the underground church of China. And I'll never forget it as long as I live. It was unbelievable. Their focus was on the communion. And what they did is they met by night in a, I don't know how else to explain it. It looked like a house that had a wall around the whole perimeter of their land. So you had like an outdoor area that was hidden because the walls were made out of some kind of cement or stones or whatever it was. But it was an enclosure. And there was a gate at the entrance from the street. And people just literally packed the area. I mean, it was full. The house inside was full. The exterior perimeter was all full of people. There was an elderly gentleman who was serving communion. And I had never seen communion served in that way. He was serving it basically almost uncooked. Am I making any sense? You know, when you mix bread, it's soft, it's flexible, and it might have been warm, I'm not sure. But just the way that it handled, that's what it looked like, okay? The minute he would feed them, they would literally fall to the ground. Inside the house, everywhere, it was just one big party of people laying down all over the ground, all over the outside yard. And this man was so anointed of the Lord that when he would pass the cup, there was another level. They would literally, some of them would literally pick up the people and give them a sip or that type of thing, you know, that went on. And all I did was cry. And of course, trying to watch a film, crying, it doesn't work good. But I never forgot it. And that's when the man who literally pulled this out from Korea, he shared with us, he said, we need to continue to pray for the church in China because God is going to flip that thing over. And that's what you're describing.
That's what you saw. And it's interesting you should say that. When the last time I saw Kyle's mother, she was here.
Yep. Kyle's mother was here.
Yeah. She had become this on fire Christian. Absolutely on fire.
Absolutely on fire.
Every time when I was looking at this, I thought, I'll bet you she's part of that.
She yes.
She's just absolutely on fire.
There you go. So now we're going to go a little deeper. Are you ready? John chapter 6. And we're going to look at verse 32. The truth is, Jesus said, Moses didn't give you the bread of heaven. It's my Father who offers bread that comes as a dramatic sign. The footnote on that is saying, the Aramaic can be translated a rainbow sign. Just as Noah was given a rainbow as a sign of the covenant God was making with him, Jesus' earthly life was a rainbow from heaven of the new covenant, life given to every believer today. See Genesis 9, Revelations 4:3, and Revelations 10:1. The Greek is true bread out of heaven, which I thought was pretty cool. So, let me just try to pick up now. Let me back it up. Moses didn't give you the bread of heaven. It's my Father who offers bread that comes as a dramatic sign, which relates to the rainbow, from heaven. The bread of God is the one who came out of heaven to give his life to feed the world. Not just people, the world. Then please, sir, give us this bread every day, they replied. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Come every day to me, and you will never believe in me, and you will never be thirsty. So what about if you don't believe? What have you got? Thank you. Yet, I've told you that even though you've seen me, you still don't believe in me. Now, isn't that an issue? Some people go to communion every single week, and they really just do it out of a ritual. They haven't got the revelation. Verse 37. But everyone my Father has given to me, they will come. And all who come to me, I will embrace and will never turn them away. I have come out of heaven, not for my own desires, but for the satisfaction of my Father who sent me. So he didn't come because it was a good idea. He was released from heaven. My Father who sent me has determined that I will not lose even one of those he has given to me, and I will raise them up in the last day. For the longing of my Father is that everyone who embraces the Son, meaning him, and believes in him will experience eternal life, and I will raise them up in the last day. So again, there's going to be a lifting of the people of God. And when the Jews who were hostile to Jesus heard him say, I am the bread that comes down from heaven, my understanding is they flipped. They literally flipped out. They immediately began to complain. That sound typical? How can he say these things about himself? We know him. We know his parents. How dare he say, I came down from heaven? Jesus responded, stop your grumbling. Has he changed his message? When we grumble, we need to stop. The only way people come to me is by the Father who sent me. He pulls on their hearts to embrace me. Did you hear that? Who pulls on their heart? The Lord, the Father. And those who are drawn to me, I will certainly raise them up on the last day. Amen? Jesus continued, it has been written that they will self. Now, in their day, they have no concept of the Holy Spirit, so this is totally rejected because they just don't want to cooperate. So do they get the one that's teaching? No. Only, 120 get it. If you really listen to the Father and learn from him, you will come to me. For I am the only one who has come from the Father's side. Meaning he's been sitting for a long time, but now he's on the earth. And I have seen the Father. I speak to you living truth, united your hearts to me, and believe, and you will experience eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the desert and died. But standing here before you is the true bread that comes out of heaven. And when you eat this bread, you will never die. I alone am this living bread that has come to you from heaven. Eat this bread and you will never. The living bread I give you is my body, which I will offer as a sacrifice so that all may live. Do you think they caught that? Do you think they even connected the possibility that he was going to give himself up? No. I don't believe that. They were totally blinded and couldn't hear. These words of Jesus sparked an angry outburst among the Jews. They protested, saying, does this man expect us to eat his body? Now they're into witchcraft. Jesus replied to them, listen to the eternal truth. Unless you eat the body of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you will not have eternal life. Eternal life comes to the one who eats my body. Now, that's an incredible statement. Eternal life comes to the one who eats my body and drinks my blood. Take a moment to realize what he's really saying. And I will raise him up in the last day. My body is real food for your spirit. I underline that part because that is not usually incurred or spoken of. And is it in the Amplified?
Which part?
Which verse?
For your spirit?
Which verse?
Huh?
Which verse?
55.
It says true spiritual drink.
True spiritual drink. It doesn't say for your spirit.
Mine doesn't even say spiritual. It just says, for my flesh is true and genuine food, and my blood is true and genuine drink.
But you can see this piece of the puzzle was what got me excited, because he told me there are hidden secrets in this revelation. And that's one of them, because that jumped out at me when I read that, and I said, oh my God, that was about 2:00 in the morning. And I'm all excited. Can't sit down normal, all right? So you want to live in my house? Very strange.
So what did it say?
My body is real food for your spirit.
Now that's from the Passion Translation, right?
Yeah. So we're going to have to look up and see if maybe we can order a few of these Bibles. Okay? That might be homework for the secretary.
Passion Bible?
Yeah.
Oh, I have one. I have one. Do you have a Passion Bible?
Yeah, I have the Passion Bible.
I don't. I have these little ones.
Oh, you need one. So you're saying you need a present.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay. Okay, Christmas is coming.
Is that the whole
Christmas
thing?
Is coming.
Because mine is much bigger than that.
Well, this is just the Gospel of John. This is when he first began to.
Oh.
Okay?
Oh, okay.
Don't forget, we had some quality time together. Okay? I'll be quiet. My body is real food for your spirit, and my blood is real drink. The one who eats my body and drinks my blood lives in me, and I live in him. There is a piece to the puzzle. My blood lives in me, and I live in him. Now, there's a footnote. Okay? And the footnote is this. And I gotta get to it. The Aramaic is, he that eats my body and drinks my blood is strengthened in me, and I in him. Strengthened. When you don't need to be strengthened, because you're in the grave. Your body's gone. But while you're in this earth, what happens? Mm-hmm. Every time you go to that table, you will be strengthened if you believe. Mm-hmm. If you don't believe, it's another ritual.
Yeah.
It is absolutely wasted time. And people don't have a knowledge of what the word is. And that's why I had a sense to, you know, kind of drill this in a little bit, hoping that there would be a deeper connection. Again, verse 57, the Father of life sent me, and he is my life. In the same way, the one who feeds upon me, I will become his life. I will become his life. I am not the bread of your ancestors ate and later died. I am the living bread that comes from heaven. Eat this bread and you will live. Because he's the tree of life. Now, in the garden, did Adam and Eve eat from that tree?
Not that one.
No.
They ate the wrong tree.
They chose the knowledge. They chose the knowledge of good and the knowledge of evil. And you've got the results, you and me. Jesus preached this sermon in the Jewish meeting house in Capernaum.
We were there.
Huh?
We were in that synagogue.
Yes, we were. I want you to just put your hand over your heart right now. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I never want to take this flesh and blood of Jesus without a true awareness of what I'm doing.
Take me deeper.
Make me aware
of the intense value
of the communion table
and what it has done for us
and what it's available from it.
Because it really is
spiritual food. Not just for my spirit,
but for my body.
To replenish,
to strengthen,
to create miracles in me
that are needed
in several areas of my body
and even in my mind.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
So I think we need to do it.